Listening Test 4, Part 1. Test 4. I'm going to give you instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about a department store.
I got a great pair of shoes in that store, reduced to half price.
That must have been during the sales. You don't often see bargains there. Though I will say they always seem to have whatever it is you're looking for.
Yes, though it took me quite a while to find the pair I needed. I asked 2 of the assistants if they had my size in stock, but neither of them made much of an effort to find out.
Oh, that's fairly typical of the kind of people who work there. Perhaps they're not paid very much.
I got a great pair of shoes in that store, reduced to half price.
That must have been during the sales. You don't often see bargains there. Though I will say they always seem to have whatever it is you're looking for.
Yes, though it took me quite a while to find the pair I needed. I asked 2 of the assistants if they had my size in stock, but neither of them made much of an effort to find out.
Oh, that's fairly typical of the kind of people who work there. Perhaps they're not paid very much.
2. You hear a woman asking a man questions in a city centre street.
Hello, could you tell me whether you came into town by bus today?
Yes, I did. On the 86.
That's the one that stops just round the corner there, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And do you take the same bus every day?
Yes, I do. It's a pretty good service. It's usually on time and not too crowded.
What about facilities for disabled passengers? Are they up to standard?
They seem to be, yes.
And one last thing. Is the fare good value for money?
I'd say so, yes.
Fine. That's all, thanks. Have a good day. Hello, could you tell me whether you came into town by bus today?
Yes, I did. On the 86.
That's the one that stops just round the corner there, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And do you take the same bus every day?
Yes, I do. It's a pretty good service. It's usually on time and not too crowded.
What about facilities for disabled passengers? Are they up to standard?
They seem to be, yes.
And one last thing. Is the fare good value for money?
I'd say so, yes.
Fine. That's all, thanks. Have a good day.
3. You hear part of a radio interview with a newspaper's science reporter.
Nowadays, we hear some fairly extreme views on climate change. On the one hand, some green politicians say the damage has already been done and all we can do is prepare for the terrifying consequences. That's too pessimistic, I feel. Then there are those, none of them scientists, I should add, who believe it's all part of a natural cycle that involves periods of global warming followed by global cooling. Unfortunately, the latter view enables politicians in certain countries to claim there's nothing much to worry about and avoid taking the strong, possibly unpopular measures that are so clearly needed if the planet is to avoid disaster. Nowadays, we hear some fairly extreme views on climate change. On the one hand, some green politicians say the damage has already been done and all we can do is prepare for the terrifying consequences. That's too pessimistic, I feel. Then there are those, none of them scientists, I should add, who believe it's all part of a natural cycle that involves periods of global warming followed by global cooling. Unfortunately, the latter view enables politicians in certain countries to claim there's nothing much to worry about and avoid taking the strong, possibly unpopular measures that are so clearly needed if the planet is to avoid disaster.
4. You hear a recorded message when you phone a hotel.
Welcome to the Seaview Hotel information line. Our operators are all occupied at the present time, so please press the appropriate number and we will deal with your call as quickly as possible. To make a room reservation, book a restaurant table, or arrange for transport to or from the hotel, please press 1. To alter the arrival or departure date of an existing booking, request a larger or smaller room, or arrange for a late checkout, please press 2. For all other services, including cancellation of bookings, please press 3. Welcome to the Seaview Hotel information line. Our operators are all occupied at the present time, so please press the appropriate number and we will deal with your call as quickly as possible. To make a room reservation, book a restaurant table, or arrange for transport to or from the hotel, please press 1. To alter the arrival or departure date of an existing booking, request a larger or smaller room, or arrange for a late checkout, please press 2. For all other services, including cancellation of bookings, please press 3.
5. You hear two parents talking after watching their son play in a football match.
It was a pity the ref didn't give our boys that penalty right at the end, wasn't it?
Well, I think he got that right. And anyway, it would have been a bit unfair on the other team who, let's face it, played better throughout the game.
The draw might have been a fairer result.
Perhaps, but it was a shame our David had to be on the losing side.
Right. He was the only one of them that put in a decent performance. It was a pity the ref didn't give our boys that penalty right at the end, wasn't it?
Well, I think he got that right. And anyway, it would have been a bit unfair on the other team who, let's face it, played better throughout the game.
The draw might have been a fairer result.
Perhaps, but it was a shame our David had to be on the losing side.
Right. He was the only one of them that put in a decent performance.
6. You hear a man talking on the radio about a castle by the sea.
The castle really is a spectacular sight in a magnificent location, set against a stunning background of huge mountains right next to the rocky coast. There's a track that runs along the top of the cliffs for miles, and it's a delightful walk, but it doesn't actually lead anywhere. Nor is the bus an option, since the local company went out of business. That was a pity, because there were some great views for passengers. So now there's no alternative to driving, which is a real shame. Perhaps one day they'll reopen the old railway line, but we've been saying that for years, and it's unlikely to happen anytime soon. The castle really is a spectacular sight in a magnificent location. set against a stunning background of huge mountains right next to the rocky coast. There's a track that runs along the top of the cliffs for miles, and it's a delightful walk, but it doesn't actually lead anywhere. Nor is the bus an option, since the local company went out of business. That was a pity, because there were some great views for passengers. So now there's no alternative to driving, which is a real shame. Perhaps one day they'll reopen the old railway line, but we've been saying that for years, and it's unlikely to happen anytime soon.
7. You hear a woman talking about her computer.
I only had 10 minutes before I had to go out and I needed to email Sarah. I was getting nervous and it took me 3 goes to log in because I kept hitting the wrong keys when I saw Enter Password. But eventually I was able to get in and write my message. I clicked Send, but nothing happened. With time running out, I began to panic, wondering whether my laptop was the latest victim of that bug which was going round. But then I noticed a little icon on the screen that meant I wasn't connected to the internet. At that, I gave up and rushed out of the house. I only had 10 minutes before I had to go out and I needed to email Sarah. I was getting nervous and it took me 3 goes to log in because I kept hitting the wrong keys when I saw Enter Password. But eventually I was able to get in and write my message. I clicked Send, but nothing happened. With time running out, I began to panic, wondering whether my laptop was the latest victim of that bug which was going round. But then I noticed a little icon on the screen that meant I wasn't connected to the internet. At that, I gave up and rushed out of the house.
8. You overhear a man leaving a message on an answering machine.
Hi. I'm calling because I've been doing some thinking about working at the office and, to cut a long story short, I'm afraid I'm starting to get fed up with it. It's not my colleagues' fault at all, but I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention this to any of them. Anyway, the thing is, I know you once felt the same way about a job you had, so I'm wondering how you coped with it and what the pros and cons are of changing jobs. I'm sorry to bother you with this, but I know I'll regret it if I don't do something about it, and soon. Hi. I'm calling because I've been doing some thinking about working at the office and, to cut a long story short, I'm afraid I'm starting to get fed up with it. It's not my colleagues' fault at all, but I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention this to any of them. Anyway, the thing is, I know you once felt the same way about a job you had, so I'm wondering how you coped with it and what the pros and cons are of changing jobs. I'm sorry to bother you with this, but I know I'll regret it if I don't do something about it, and soon.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.